All right, so case numbers 11F101 and 16F25, both State versus Thomas Deegan. We're set here actually on the 11F101, the motion to revoke home confinement, but I called both cases because there's been some filings by the defendant, and he has sort of intermingled the cases, making the same motions in both cases, which is fine. But one of the things that caught my attention, I think that we need to deal with and deal with in both cases, is the issue of counsel again. And the reason I say that is the only thing I can go by is the date that it was received in my office. But I received something on the 8th of February, 2016, and it is titled Declaration, Affidavit, and Notice of Non-Understanding, Non-Disclosure, Non-Notice, and Negative Averment. Declaration, Affidavit, and Notice of Rebuttals of Assumption, Presumptions, and Statements. And the reason I bring that up is that on page 2, actually, yeah, on page 2, it says, I deny that I am acting pro se or as my own attorney or counsel. And, of course, that's in direct conflict with what I understood was the request at the last hearing, which is that that the defendant represent himself. And he did it again on page 5. Says, I am not acting as my own counsel, attorney, pro se, or any other term of art. So I guess, Mr. Deegan, I'm trying to get you to clarify whether you want to represent yourself or whether you don't want to represent yourself.
I do not wish to represent myself in any other capacity than what I am.
Well, that's not my question. Are you going to represent yourself in this case or not?
Then I don't understand what you're saying then.
Okay, what is it that you don't understand? You're either your counsel or you're not your own counsel.
I just don't understand the way you're putting it.
Okay, what is it that you don't understand?
Because I'm not trying to represent myself in any other capacity than what I factually am.
Okay, and what is that?
A man, a living man.
Okay, nobody's saying you're not. Are you going to be your counsel?
I mean, I'm not understanding that question. I mean, I'm trying to understand what you're saying, but I'm not understanding, obviously.
There's three ways that you can act in this case. You can be your own attorney. You can have standby counsel, which is what the situation we have now. I can't remember which one I said first. You can be your own attorney. You can have standby counsel, or you can have an attorney to represent you in this case. Those are the three options. And I'm just asking you which one you want to do.
I mean, I wish to stay in my capacity as a real man to retain all of my rights, privileges, freedoms, and immunities as secured by the original contract, lawfully amended 1819, Constitution for the United States of America.
Okay. You're not answering my question.
I don't understand what you're trying to ask me. I'm here as a real man.
You've said that three times, and I've heard you every time, so you don't need to repeat that.
I know, and I don't want anybody talking for me. I can speak for myself.
So you're going to be your own counsel. You're going to be your own attorney.
Well, I don't like to be classified as an attorney. I'm not an attorney, and I don't want to commit any crime saying that I'm an attorney.
Well, okay, I understand what you're saying. I'm not going to say you're an attorney, but you're going to represent yourself.
Well, I will present myself.
Well, then, I guess I don't understand what you're saying when you say I deny that I am acting pro se or as my own attorney or counsel.
Those would be capacities, in my opinion, and I can only act as me.
Somebody's talking back there. Don't do that. Whoever's talking needs to stop. All right, well, we'll see how that works. I just did not understand it because you said several times that you weren't going to act as your counsel or pro se. Well, you're acting pro se by representing yourself. All right, the state has asked that this hearing today be continued. You still stand on that motion?
Yes, Your Honor. I just to add what's in the motion, we do have a witness that is not present due to serious medical illness. That testimony and evidence presented through that witness will make up probably almost half of the state's case. I would like to present the entire case to the court at the very least. Well, that's the state's stance as of right now, Your Honor.
Well, it was my understanding you had three witnesses. You had this witness. Is this the witness that was scheduled to be in another trial someplace else in this?
No, that witness has made it here, Your Honor.
Okay. So you've got two of the three witnesses here?
Two of the three are here. The witness that is not here will be introducing evidence through that witness that the trooper who is here will be testifying to as well.
Are you saying the trooper can't testify until after that other witness testifies?
That's correct. Oh, well, he can testify as to other things, just to a certain portion of his testimony would be based off of that other witness's testimony.
And as I understand it, Mr. Deegan, you object to the motion to continue?
I never said that. I haven't put anything into the court.
I thought there was something filed that said you return the...
Oh, I refused it because it doesn't have... I'm a little confused because I have documentation with different names, and I'm confused as to who and what is happening here because I have documentation from the Supreme Court of Appeals. I have documentation from the Magistrate Court, and everything is different, and I'm confused, and so I returned it because it did not appear to be to me. I have it all right here.
Here, can you give him this? Let him see that so that he knows exactly what the motion is.
Okay, yes, that was, yeah, and that's addressed to someone other than I've been recognized as by the Supreme Court of Appeals.
Well, I don't know anything about what the Supreme Court of Appeals has recognized you as.
Well, I have that here today with me.
Do you object to the motion to continue?
Well, I had subpoenas, and I don't even know if have the subpoenas been issued pursuant to Rule 17.
Well, did you properly request them?
I sent in a notice to the clerk. I sent notice to everyone involved in the case. I know two notices go to the clerk because I have two case files. Clerk of the court, Carol Jones, because that's according to the rules. I think it's 17A and B, I believe. I don't have that right here in front of me.
Clerk's office has indicated that they've not received any requests to have issued subpoenas issued.
I will have to find it then, because I have it and I have the declarations of service with it.
Okay.
May, Judge, this might be an appropriate moment to note for the record that I've received no communication from Mr. Deegan or anyone on his behalf since the last hearing.
Okay.
And I would say that I do not have any contact information for him, and that my assistant counsel has been doing quite fine in making sure that the things get filed for me. And the research that I'm doing would probably be in violation of Rule 11, as you discussed with him the other day, or the last time we were here. And I have very little time to prepare, so I don't have time to argue with him as... January. I have one here. That was 11th of January, Carol Jones, signed by Philip Hudock. Declaration of service. It was
get the document that you submitted, please.
Okay.
So we can show it to the clerk. And the reason I say that, sir, is because most of the documents that you are submitting have not been in compliance with the rules as it relates to motions. And so the clerk may have received it and did not recognize it as a request to have a subpoena issued.
Well, I mean, I can't type it. I have to handwrite it.
The rules allow for handwriting.
And the titles are always on there and the file numbers.
Not in the way that the rules provide. And not in the spacing that the rules provide. And if you're going to represent yourself, you have to abide by all the rules of procedure, all the evidentiary rules, as anyone else.
Yeah, I can't find it through all this. I mean, I'm handcuffed here. I've got stacks of papers here that have been unanswered by anyone. And I sent the second one in February here.
Can you show that to him and see if that is the document that he's referring to?
Yes, that looks like that's it, because I went back and actually put in the private corporate rules of criminal procedure 17A and 17B. And then, according to those provisions, that I was a prisoner of war and kidnappee in a military prison, unable to earn money, so therefore I was indigent. And I went ahead and was.
Can I have that document back, please?
That was the second one.
You recall seeing that? It would have. I received it in my office on February the 8th. I don't know when you all received it. Probably on the same date, but. Did somebody come by to get the subpoenas? Mr. Diggin?
No. Because I'm indigent, she's supposed to have them returned, to have them served, and then they'd be returned to her.
Okay, and what's the address that these people are to be returned?
I have no idea. I'm in a military prison. I have no idea.
Well, it's not the clerk's job. Find out address.
Yeah, I mean, and she won't speak with my assistant counsel that comes in to file.
That's why you need an attorney. It's not the clerk's job.
All right,
to do your work in terms of finding the addresses. For all the clerk's office knows, there's multiple people with that same name. So how are they to know which of the multiple addresses they're supposed to do it at?
All but two are either state or state employees. But I can find them and I will send them in. That is no problem.
So do you object to the continuance or do you agree with the continuance?
I have no problem with that because my witnesses aren't here either. Not a single one.
You have no problem with the continuance? Is that what you're saying?
I have no problem to continue it because I wish to seek a full defense of myself.
A couple other things. I've received some documents. Mr. Rogers, I've received documents I think I got this yesterday, about this thick. You receive anything like that?
I've received a pack today. I'm not sure if I received anything yesterday.
Received this thick on the 12th? You receive anything like that?
There's something about that thick.
Okay.
Yeah, I have some from the 10th, it looks like, February 10th.
Let's see. I have one here. It's a challenge to jurisdiction. It's called challenge of purported jurisdiction.
And how many pages is it? I mean, I have several hundred pages of stuff here that I've done in my own defense.
I think I got this yesterday, but perhaps not. It was signed on the 26th of January. But
okay, well, then that would have been February 10th or 12th.
For some reason, I'm thinking
I have the green cards here. 11th or 12th, 10th, this looks like when they were received. Would have been part of a pack.
Right.
With dismissal, limine.
Not that one. I think we'll get to that, but what I'm talking about right now is it's two things, challenge of purported jurisdiction and a cross-complaint, counterclaim, and bill of true accounting of a trust, all civil and criminal in nature and cause.
Was that the original cross-complaint, counterclaim, 46 pages, or was it an amendment too?
It's 46 pages.
That's okay. That would have been the 20th of January, actually. I think that was served in hand.
This says signed on the 26th of January.
Okay, then it would have been the 26th. That was the date of that hearing then, the 26th. Okay. That is a cross-complaint, counterclaim in admiralty with a notice of criminal violations and a bill of true accounting of a trust in equity.
Right, and a challenge of purported jurisdiction.
I don't think that's part of it. I mean, the argument may be within it. I have other documents that actually outright challenge the jurisdiction, venue, and law form. But you would have to be a little more specific.
Well, sir, it's your document.
I mean, I have two stacks here of things that I've written in my own defense. And I'm a little hampered here. It's hard for me to go through anything. So are we going back to the stuff that was on the 26th? Are we going with the stuff that was in early February? That is not part of
the
counterclaim.
That's the document I want to discuss now.
Okay, well.
Okay, let him have that. I don't need it, I don't think. At this point. Is there anything else you want to say with regard to that? Any evidence you want to present or anything else you want to say with regard to that document?
This document right here. Can I read it real quick?
Sure.
Okay. No, I know what this one is, yeah.
Anything else?
That I want to add with it. Okay. Yeah, I have the stuff from the Supreme Court of Appeals.
Okay.
Addressing me and the envelope from them stuff? With the proper address.
Can you get that document back from him? I'll need that. You need to see it? Go ahead. You guys are not supposed to be taping this thing.
Well, to start with, I have the, from the Supreme Court, I have the envelope, 85, is not returnable, not a valid address. Looks like I have two copies here of each. You both can take a look. Copies of the bail agreement or the criminal complaint to see the contradiction between?
No, I think I've seen most of those. I think you've already
filed them. Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
Does he need a copy?
Mr. Rogers, you want to see a copy of those things?
Is this some?
Anything else, Mr. Deegan?
For that specific one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you get those out? There he is. Anything else, Mr. Deegan?
For that specific one?
Yes, sir.
No.
Mr. Rogers, anything you want to say with regard to that motion?
Your Honor, to be honest, I mean, I don't... Not really. I have nothing to say.
It raises the issue of a lack of jurisdiction... in personam jurisdiction, well, the defendant's present here in person, and that's what in personam means, so that motion is denied. Subject matter jurisdiction, this court has subject matter jurisdiction over felony matters, and so that motion's denied. Territorial jurisdiction, I guess I'm going to interpret that to mean geographic jurisdiction, and it's alleged that these things happened in Wood County, West Virginia. This court has jurisdiction over crimes occurring within Wood County, West Virginia. So that is denied as to that aspect. Political, the court is not aware of any type of political jurisdiction. And so since it's not aware of any type of political jurisdiction issue, then that is also denied. It also raises the issue of venue. It's alleged in the indictment and in the motion to revoke home confinement that these things occurred in Wood County. The motion with regard to a lack of venue is also denied. So that motion is denied. You also have one in the same packet, I guess. Cross-complaint, counterclaim, criminal complaint, and bill of trust, or I'm sorry, true accounting of a trust, all civil and criminal in nature and cause. Anything else you want to add to that 46-page document and the allegations contained in it?
I'm presently working on amending it to include the specific constitutional original contract and international treaty violations.
Okay. Mr. Rogers, anything you want to say with regard to that?
I don't have that specific motion, I don't believe, Your Honor, but I'm not sure what Mr. Deegan is asking. But if he's asking for some type of counterclaim, I don't think I would raise some procedural issues.
All right. First of all, this is a criminal case, and there is no provision in the rules of criminal procedure or trial court rules or any other rules that govern these proceedings for a cross-complaint, a counterclaim in a criminal proceeding. So to the extent that it is styled a cross-complaint or counterclaim, it's dismissed. In terms of a criminal complaint, certainly the defendant is entitled to file a criminal complaint against people, against entities, but not as it relates to this action. In other words, you don't file a criminal complaint within another criminal complaint. So, to the extent that he desires to do that in this case, it's dismissed. In terms of a bill of true accounting of a trust, again, there is no provision in the law that would allow a bill of true accounting of a trust, whatever that might be, to be filed in a criminal case. To the extent that this 46-page document is entitled a cross-complaint, counterclaim, criminal complaint, and bill of true accounting of a trust, all civil and criminal in nature and cause, it is dismissed. All right, I have some other documents. This set of documents was provided to my office on the 12th of February, and it has listed on the Declaration of Service instructions and contents, authorities and principles, notice and demand for discovery, challenge to use of privilege assistance of counsel calls and communication. There's 9 documents. But those are the first 4.
Then it would be also the notice declaration of a further challenge.
Right, right. Notice demand of
demand. Dismiss, alleged right. Revocation.
Right.
Limine.
Right.
The Constitution for the United States, constructive fraud, and
historic lien.
Right. Okay, yeah, I know the ones you're talking about.
All right. First of all, I did not get instructions and contents, although I don't know that really matters.
I think that was just for Carol Jones, so okay. That she would know which case files they were for.
All right. The authorities and principles. There's nothing to rule on in this.
No.
It's just a statement of statements, three-page doc. Sir, I'm ruling. There's no, as the rules of these procedures state, if it is a motion, it has to have a request for relief. There is no request for relief in this document, and so to the extent that I need to, I'm going to deny, although again, there's no request for relief, but I'm going to deny this document entitled Authorities and Principles.
Can I speak on that real quick?
No,
it wasn't,
because there's no request for relief.
It wasn't a motion.
All right, we next have the notice and demand for discovery. Is there anything you want to say with regard to that?
I'd have to dig for it to see exactly what it said.
George?
I know what we're talking about here, yeah. Okay. All right.
Anything you want to add?
No, it's all written there.
Mr. Rogers, anything you want to say with regard to this document?
I don't have it, Your Honor. I'm not sure if he's asking something specific. Save the court's time, Your Honor. What I can say is the state has provided all discovery that it plans to use in this proceeding.
Are we talking about both cases, though?
It was for both, though.
This case, there will be more for the case 16F25.
That's what I mean. Okay. I'm going to treat this as a Rule 16 request for discovery. At least as it relates to the new indictment, and you indicate you've already given him given him stuff in the other case. But again, as I've said in other cases, and I just want to make sure the record's clear, I'm not aware of any actual revocation procedure for home confinement, other than it says something, the language in the statute is something about treat it as a motion for probation revocation or something like that. And it's my understanding in a probation revocation they're supposed to be discovery provided. So the state has the obligation in the motion to revoke home confinement to provide discovery as it relates to the underlying new felony case. I'm going to treat this as a Rule 16 request for discovery, and so the state should provide the information that is provided in the rules to give to the defendant. And then, Mr. Deegan, once you get that, if you want additional evidence, you need to make a motion for further discovery or a motion for bill of particulars or other type of a motion to get any specific information that that is not otherwise provided.
Okay, well, I was quite particular in that.
And what I'm saying is some of that information is not necessarily provided and is not necessarily required to be provided. Okay. And if you want it, you need to make a motion for
the revocation. I received a total of, I think, 4 phone calls, and that was it, transcript. And I don't have the actual CD of the calls to hear if there's anything exculpatory contained within it. And I haven't heard the actual purported conference call. All I have is a transcript, and it doesn't match the criminal complaint. And so I'm kind of confused as to maybe something has been mixed up here or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I'm not seeing any of it, so I don't know.
So, because I don't have the CD, I don't have the actual recordings in my possession, so that I could at least listen to them, if not even get them transcribed. Okay. There might be something to use. I don't know.
It's all been provided when this was provided when Mr. Deegan was represented by Mr. Oshaway. It was my understanding in the last hearing we had. I was to provide transcripts for the phone calls that the state was going to use, which I did provide to Mr. Deegan. And I believe he stated at the last hearing that he wasn't allowed to have discs, although a disc of the phone calls was provided to his attorney when he was represented by an attorney.
Next document is challenge to use of privilege, assistance of counsel, calls, or communication of any nature and kind. You need to see that document?
No.
Okay, anything else you want to add to it?
No, just what was stated in open court is that you had said it appeared that I had assistance of counsel that had just served you and that they were doing fine, and because of that, they are privileged communications.
Anything you want to say, Mr. Rogers?
No, Your Honor.
To the extent that this motion seeks to recognize the individuals listed, Leonard Hayview, Philip Hudock, Gene Stoniker, Alice Lutz, I can't read the writing, Rolo, and Darlene Deegan, as counsel for purposes of invoking the privileged communication, it is denied. They are not attorneys or counsel that is contemplated by the law, and I think there's even, I didn't get a chance to look it up, but there's an exception, I think, to communication with counsel if it relates to the commission of a crime. So I don't even know whether that would apply. But anyway,
then is there a way then that I can get the rest of the phone calls? Then if they're going to be used, I should at least be able to go through them. All he provided me with was 4.
Well, I thought that's what you said, that that's all you were going to use.
That's correct, Your Honor.
But there may be some exculpatory.
Well, it's exculpatory evidence is not. The state has an obligation to provide exculpatory information. It is not the allegation that there may be exculpatory information is not. Cannot be used as the ability to get information that would not otherwise be discoverable. Is there a reason why you're not providing them everything?
We didn't have transcripts, and there are a ton of phone calls. I do have the disc that I provided did have all the phone calls.
The disc that you gave counsel?
That's correct.
Okay. So, I mean, Mr. Oshkoy, do you mind giving him a copy of the disc?
Well, not at all, but it's my understanding that he can't take it with him back to jail.
I don't know. So, Mr. Deegan, it's available to you. You just can't get it in jail.
But, I need it. I mean, that's part of the evidence. And they said in it that if there was any exculpatory evidence in the stuff that they turned over, that I was given notice of it. I can't be given notice of it if I don't have it.
Well,
I can't utilize it.
That's the jail rules.
I mean, I'm trying to defend here against allegations.
Well, I don't know how to resolve that because the jail says you can't have it.
But I don't know. I mean, all I know is that the court orders the jail to do things, just like I couldn't bring a pen to do my work this morning while I was waiting for court. All they said was that I had to get something from the court. So as far as I know, the court can order them to do things.
I'm not going to order them to allow you to have a
short. Well, I don't want to have
like a disc.
No, I mean, I'd like to be able to listen and or have it transcribed if necessary.
If you want Mr. Oshaway to give a copy of that disc to somebody on your behalf, that can happen.
Would it be my assistance of counsel?
It's between you and Mr. Oshaway as to what happens to that disc.
No, I mean, would he be giving it to my assistance of counsel, or?
It is between you and Mr. Oshaway as to how that.
But I have no contractual relation with him.
The next document is a notice, declaration, and further challenge. You want to see that document, Mr. Oshaway?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Anything you want to add, Mr. Deegan?
I think it was stated quite clearly that there's been no firsthand fact evidence of my allegiance or my contractual nexus with any creature of the mind, fiction of law, in any way, shape, or form, and I'm just simply asking for it. If I'm bound by contract, I will absolutely adhere to a contract that's lawful in nature.
Anything you want to say, Mr. Rogers?
No, you're not.
All right. It's hard to decipher exactly what this document asks for, but in terms of at least as it relates to the issue of jurisdiction, I've already ruled on that. As it relates to the issue of venue, I've already ruled on that. There's some mention in here about excessive bail. As I think Mr. Oshaway stated at the last hearing, there's been no motion for bail reduction, so I don't know whether the bail is excessive or not. It raises an issue in here, I think, about freedom of speech to the extent that that is raising an issue of being punished for speech only or for protected speech. That's an issue that would need to be raised and dealt with at trial, because at this point I'm not sure exactly what the evidence is that the state has. And if I've missed something in this motion,
there were.
It needs to be refiled and be more specific in terms of what is being requested and make it comply with the rules for filing motions. Next is a notice of demand to dismiss. You need to see that?
There's been several of them, so I probably would. Okay, another one. we're speaking of here, failure to present lawful cause of action, real crime, fact that they've presented no actual firsthand factual evidence or competent witnesses. Yes, it stands upon its own.
So there's nothing else you want to add?
I didn't know that that's what this was for today. I thought this was a revocation. I'm not prepared to hear any of those. No one said that that's what it was today.
So you're not prepared to rule for the court to rule on any of these motions that you keep?
I haven't had any response from the state to make an argument.
I haven't said anything with regard to most of them.
I know, and that's why I can't understand they're being denied, because he's not raising any objections or issues. I thought it was adversarial.
I don't follow what you say. I don't follow what the state says. I rule on them as I see fit.
No, I was not given notice that that's what this was today. Right. I was the only thing I was aware of was that it was a motion to continue the revocation hearing that was scheduled for today, and that I had a deadline of the 19th to get all the motions in for the purported 16F25. And so that's what I was doing, was attempting to get them in before then.
All right. Well, then we won't rule on any more of them.
Your Honor, if I may for a second. Just for the record, I would like to reflect the state didn't respond to some of these motions, not because the state agrees with these things, but for the most part, the state doesn't believe that. I don't believe I've seen one yet that has been proper or said something that the state should reply to. And so for those reasons, I'll just leave it up to the court.
Okay. All right. And need the calendar, please.
And so will I need to prepare for all of them that I've filed? Because some of them go back to when it was still in magistrate, then when it went to 15B328. I mean, I have some going back to the very beginning.
Well,
the 5th of October, I believe.
If you've got motions pending, I mean, you need to bring them to the court's attention so that I know which ones you're doing, because if you filed something over in magistrate court, I don't know anything about it.
No, they were always filed into the other cases. Because they were refiled whenever the case numbers changed, we refiled those previous ones again because we weren't sure if they had been transferred. I can have a copy of everything from the beginning resent again. Is that necessary? With the declarations of service, I mean, the green cards, return receipts.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, okay? I mean, I've ruled on the ones that I have. I'm ready to rule on some other ones. But I don't know what you filed, and I don't know whether the ones you filed in other cases have come to me or not. So I don't know what to tell you on that, Mr. Deegan.
They've always been to the case file and Wharton, which was at the time the only one I knew.
This witness that's getting medical attention, when will that witness be available?
I informed him of the trial date set right now, towards the end of March, and he said that he believes he'd be available towards the end of March.
He doesn't think he's going to be available before then?
It didn't sound like it to me. I can confirm that. I can try to confirm that in the meantime.
March 15 is what my calendar says.
He thought he'd be available by that time. But it sounded like he was going to be out for a little bit of time, at least a couple weeks.
I'm not sure I could get to it before. I mean, that's really just about a month away. How long do we need for this hearing?
I believe an hour, Your Honor.
I would say longer.
How long?
I would say longer than that. I mean, I've called 6-7 things.
Well, why don't we just go with Tuesday, March the 15th?
And that's revocation?
That's revocation. Of course, that's the same day that your trial's set. So,
I don't have the resources to do that.
You don't have the resources to do what?
To be prepared for both at the same time. I mean, I'm locked down 23 and a half hours a day in a cell.
Well, it would be the same evidence, is it not?
Yes, he said it wasn't. He said he had more.
I'll be providing a bit more evidence for the trial, but that I'll be getting that to Mr. Deegan soon. Not that much different, Your Honor.
Well, let's go ahead and keep the hearing on the motion to revoke home confinement for Tuesday, March the 15th at 9 o'clock. And after, Mr. Deegan, after you get the discovery from the state, if you don't think you can be prepared for trial on that date, then you can make a motion to continue or deal with it otherwise, and we'll see what happens. But I mean,
when does he need to turn the discovery over by?
Yeah, how soon? I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't been done yet.
He's gotten almost everything. There's one report that I've yet to receive, and I'm supposed to have that early next week.
Well, he can't say I've gotten everything because I don't have an independent transcription of anything, and I haven't heard any of it, so I don't have everything.
I provided most of it, Your Honor, to
but he was never counseled.
Previously to defendant's counsel.
Well, you need to provide it to Mr. Deegan now, then, I guess.
I don't, I mean, he's requesting these CDs. I don't know that I can send those to the jail. I'll confirm with the regional jail, but if they don't allow me to send, I mean, I know where I wasn't allowed to send Staples.
Well, we'll expand standby counsel's obligation, Mr. Oshaway, to get CDs from the state, and then, Mr. Oshaway, you need to be in contact with your client and pass those CDs on to whomever he designates, either himself at the regional jail, if they'll allow him to have it, and if not himself at the regional jail, then to whoever he designates to pass those CDs along to.
Well, if he's being...
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he being imposed as assistance of counsel? Because if so, then I would say I would order him to go ahead and get an independent verified transcription. And then we don't have to deal with the discs. I can...
Do you have the resources to do that, Mr. Oshawa?
I would have to find someone who is prepared to, who is able to make such a transcription. I don't know. You know, I don't have anyone available right offhand that I know. I mean,
are those services readily available? I mean, I don't know.
There are folks who frequently or routinely transcribe preliminary hearings from disc and so forth. So. That would be one of the first places I would inquire.
Okay. When can those discs be turned over to, or have you already turned those discs over?
I have discs. I have the discs right now, Judge.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you can. Okay. Well, if you can do that, that would certainly.
Because I would like to use those for the revocation as well. Since that's what they were offered for initially.
Okay. Tuesday, March the 15th, 9 o'clock. Anything else?
Yeah, I just have the last two since the 19th was the last day. I have a copy for each of you.
What?
Challenge to use of transcripts and calls. Completed. Okay. I figured I was going to be here, and today was the last day. So will all of the motions be heard on that day as well, the 15th?
I'm going to try to.
Okay, so if I, it may take the weekend to get copies of everything made back to the 5th, even though they've all been filed in all the case files. Will that be okay so that you have a full set?
Well, Mr. Diggin, that's what I said. You've got to do whatever you need, feel like you need to do. I don't know what you filed. I don't know what I've been served with that's been filed and not been filed.
Well, I know everything's been filed with the clerk, with you, with Bean, and with Wharton since the, well, for you and Bean, since it was transferred in mid-October. Before that, it was the magistrate court case file, and the clerk said that everything gets transferred when it changes. I mean, do you need
that? Doesn't mean I get a copy. That's what I'm saying. And I don't know what you copied or what you previously sent and what you have filed since.
Okay, I'm trying to find out is what has she removed from the file? Because we've sent everything.
I don't know that she removed anything.
The last time he came, said that it couldn't be filed until it was under your approval. So I don't know what's in there.
Those were documents that, what were those? I can't remember now, but she filed them. She just didn't file them in the case. She kept them.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure what's in the file.
I can't remember now why she...
So do I need to send you and the case files an entire set then? That's what I'm asking. Because I don't know what's in there and what's not. I mean, I know that she signed for everything.
I guess the answer is yes, to be on the safe side.
Okay, and that's okay even though it'll be past the 19th because it'll take the weekend to get it out and it should be mailable by Monday, mm-hmm. Maybe 2 days mail time, 3 days at the most.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.